Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. What's good, everybody? Ian Walker Stuff Podcast Show. I know it's been a minute, and I'm just in the middle of a bunch of life stuff. I'm getting ready for the big move, moving to Alabama for a couple of months to kind of do a life reset, and also an opportunity for me to go full board with all things in the arts. But so that's why I haven't been around for a while. Nothing bad's happening. It's fine. So I wanted to talk about a few things today, man. One of those things of muy importance to me. Well, not importance, but just stuff that people, you guys just gotta leave people alone. Netflix, I talked about this before on another episode of my podcast. The Cowboy Bebop live action series that's coming out on Netflix. They released some pictures and footage of the show. And let me tell you something. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. I don't have any problems with it. No, I'm not the big, huge Cowboy Bebop fan. But I've seen Cowboy Bebop. I know what it's about. And I really think they're staying as true as they can. John Cho, I'm still going to stand by it, is a perfect choice for the role right now. I mean, the dude's got the swag to pull it off. Again, if you guys have seen Star Trek, John Cho plays Sulu, and that there should be all you need to be like, okay, this guy can pull off Spike Spiegel. Like, just come on. Just give the dude a shot. The show hasn't even come out yet. So Netflix released a bunch of stills. They released a various couple of stills where you got Spike is sitting on the yellow couch. There's one with the whole crew on the couch. There's then another one. They're walking out of the C'est La Vie, which is a bar. Or some kind of club that's on Mars that they go to in the anime. It's legit. The one thing that's different is they color changed Jet. They made him into a black guy, which I'm like, all right. I mean, it's minor, it's small, it's whatever. That's cool. Whatever. That's not a big deal to me, but there's some people who think it's a big deal. Then now people are, also complaining about the costumes. Now look, Spike's outfit, John Cho is playing, Spike's outfit is pretty much comic accurate, manga, anime accurate. Okay. Pulled straight out. Super awesome. Really cool and dope. People have a problem with it. Faye, her costume is pretty much spot on. It's accurate. There's minor changes. Okay. They got her, instead of her shorts being yellow, they're black. Instead of her shoes being white, they're black. Okay. But when I look at her, oh, look, that's Faye Valentine. Spot on. Hey, I have no problem. But people are legit running their mouths and complaining about costume looks and things of that nature. Now, I'm going to be honest. I used to be one of those cats who was like, no, everything has to be right according to the comic book. Until I saw the X-Men. And the first X-Men film, mind you. Now, yellow and blue spandex would not have worked at that time. We know it works now because we've actually seen in the latest X-Men film where they actually got on the blue and the yellow spandex outfits, which they look dope in, by the way. And it looks great. Okay. But at the time when the movie was coming out, it wasn't conducive. It didn't make sense at the time. Okay. And when I was younger, I had a problem with it. But now as I'm much older, the movie's like, what, 20 years old now? So almost 20 years old. So back at that time, it just made perfect sense for them to just go with the black, you know, as long as the looks of the characters were there, they were still recognizable. That's what they were going for. As far as this Netflix series with Cowboy Bebop is concerned, you could look at every single character. You look at Spike, you know, that's Spike Spiegel. Yes, John Cho looks a little bit older, but you look at him, that's Spike Spiegel. There's no question. There's no denying it who he is. You look at the black dude, that's Jet. He's a darker tone. He's a little bit more chocolate than he usually is, but that's Jet. There's no denying it. There's no getting around it. You look at Faye Valentine, that is Faye Valentine. They didn't give her no cosplay wig or anything like that. Yep. I will say that the costumes do look a little bit cosplayish. Okay. That might be because of photo production. Okay. Might be because of photo production. Let's, I'm going to just throw that out there. Okay. But when the show comes on TV and is live on Netflix, then, you know, it's going to be fine. I have high hopes. I haven't had high hopes for a show in a long time. I'm not going to lie to you. And again, maybe it's because I'm not a diehard Cowboy Bebop fan, and all the other Cowboy Bebop fans are like, oh my God, no, this is going to be trash. Why do they got to do this? It's like death. Listen, they got the writers from the original anime and the manga on there. They got the original music composers who created the music for the show. These people would not be on the show if this was going to be trash. Every single one of these people, look, I'm sure they have to look at the script, read everything that's going on. If this thing was a huge departure from the manga or the anime, these names who were attached to the original anime would not dare put their names on the show. They wouldn't do it. You know, it would be their way of boycotting it in some form or fashion. But these are the original people. You guys, you guys cannot make a huge assumption off of something you haven't even seen yet. And that's what everybody's doing. They're looking at pictures and they think they know everything about what the show's going to be like, what it's going to be, how it's going to, all of that stuff. Come on, y'all. Stop. Give the show a chance. It hasn't even come out yet. Okay. If you guys are concerned about Spike, go and look at some work of John Cho. Do your research. Don't just look at the guy and be like, oh, he's old. I have a friend. She's like, oh, he's old. He looks nothing like Spike. And I'm like, what did you expect him to look like then? Of course, she had nothing to say. But, you know, it's just not like that. It's like, well, okay, you don't have an argument. You know, everybody's looking, waiting for his hair to have that big giant coif in the front like he does, like that oblong afro that Spike has. There's no way you could do that. Physics don't work that way. Okay. Again, you got what you work with. And I think the hair that they gave him was good. It was perfect. He grew his hair out and they coiffed it out as much as possible. I think he looks great. I look at John Cho. Oh my God. That's Spike Spiegel. He looks awesome. Okay. And before when I talked about it, those were just like screen tests. It was just his face with the hair. You know, hair wasn't fully grown out yet. Now it's grown out. It's done. And the dude looks super cool. I am looking forward to this anime. I'm looking forward to this series. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be cool. And I'm going to give it a shot. Now, I will go back and watch the anime again, just so that I have more context. And make my comparisons, because again, ladies and gentlemen, we have to remember this is an adaption, is not a frame for frame recreation of the anime. It's not going to be. So if you're going in looking at that, you're dumb. Okay? You're dumb. So that's how I feel about that. Netflix is putting out Cowboy Bebop. I think it's next month, August, September sometime, I think. Not sure. I'm at my computer, but I just really don't feel like looking it up right now. I'm pulling in my strength to do this podcast because I think it's necessary. It needs to be done. But go ahead and look that up, when you can. But it's going to be a cool show. And if it doesn't live up to the hype of the anime or live up to the anime exactly, as I've gotten older, I find that I am more of, I just want to be entertained. It still needs to be decent. It needs to be decent. Okay. I don't want to be entertained for entertainment's sake. Unless I'm watching a horribly bad movie on purpose. Like when I watch the movie Jiu-Jitsu, which I'm going to get to sometime. garbage film. But I watched that bad movie on purpose because I wanted to watch a horribly bad film and it met all my expectations. I like to be entertained more so. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is good. Because there's a lot of things that I'm entertained by that are absolutely pretty bad films. Perfect example, Hobbs and Shaw. I love Hobbs and Shaw, but caveat, I went in with zero expectations. I went in expecting zero storyline, 100% testosterone and toxic masculinity. Yeah, I said it. There's no such thing as toxic masculinity, but I said it because I can. It's my show. I went in with zero expectations and I came out super thrilled. It was 100% escapism. It was 100% man and muscles, and it was like ridiculous stuff. I mean, the dude, The Rock had chains on the cars, man. It was crazy stuff. Idris Elba is a black Superman. Let's go. I was down. So Hobbs and Shaw, great film as far as entertainment value, low expectations, low bar setting, but it was super fun and just dope. Storyline, garbage. Pacing, garbage. Character development, trash. You know, it was bad. But that's not what I went to go see. Now, my expectations for a movie that I have expectations for, like Batman, the Batman, when that comes out, I have high expectations for that. There's going to be things I'm looking for. Being entertained is not going to be enough. Being entertained will get me to buy the DVD or to stream it again when it comes out. I never buy DVDs anymore. Being entertained will make me stream it when it comes out on streaming. I love that. So, what other movies that comes out? Oh, Shang-Chi. That movie's going to be fire. I am super excited for that movie. I cannot wait. This is like the second coming of like what Black Panther was for black people. Black Panther came out. Every black person we knew was either from Wakanda or wanted to be from Wakanda. It was like when a New Edition story came out. Black Panther came out. There was no violence in the streets. All black folk was cut together in solidarity, no matter what shade of black you were. It didn't matter at that point in time. We weren't hating on each other. It was great. It's going to be the same thing when Shang-Chi comes out for Asian representation in a superhero film. This is going to be huge for them. Huge for them. And it's cool to see. Like, that to me is true representation. We saw with the Black Panther, what's going to be with Shang-Chi. True representation. It's going to be awesome. And I am really, really looking forward to seeing that movie. No Way Home trailer. No Way Home trailer. The trailer was great. The trailer was really cool. My thing about it is this. I'm trying to think of the word that I am for this. Cause the word isn't excited. The word is hopeful. I'm hopeful that this movie will live up to expectations. Now, I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan. I know quite a bit about Spider-Man, but I'm not a Spider-Man fan. There's some people who say they're Spider-Man fans, but, you know, not really. When you ask them something, they don't know the answer. or they only know the answer from the animated series. And it's like, bro, that's like, okay, never mind. You know, I'm going to drop that before I keep firing shots. I am hopeful. I'm hopeful. I loved seeing Alfred Molina back as Dr. Octopus. He looked great. I mean, dude lost weight too. So he's like, he looking dope. You know, that multiverse opened up. He just came right on through and was like, hello, Peter. It was cool. It was cool. Green Goblin, Sandman, Mysterio faked his death, by the way, in case you guys didn't know that already. You know, and or what's going to happen is, you know, either he faked his death or another Mysterio from the real Mysterio from an alternate universe, alternate dimension from the multiverse is going to come out and wreak havoc and create the Sinister Six. I'm annoyed that on a personal level, I'm annoyed that we still haven't seen the Rhino. I think that's ridiculous. There's no good reason why we shouldn't have seen the Rhino. We get an Abomination in Shang-Chi. We're given Abomination twice in the Marvel Universe. We got the Hulk multiple times. We've gotten Juggernaut multiple times. There's no good reason why we shouldn't have seen the Rhino. We've even got the Lizard. Albeit, you know, a Ninja Turtle Lizard, but the Lizard. Okay? Kirk Connors did a decent job. I wasn't mad at it. Why haven't we gotten the Rhino? And I'm talking about a legit Rhino. I'm not talking about an end scene with sticking Stanley. Was it not Stanley Tucci? What was that act? I forget the actor's name. His name escapes me. His image is in my head. But, you know, not that end scene we got, you know, where he got a manhole cover being chucked at him in a mech machine. The Rhino's not in a mechanized machine. Let's get that out of the way. I see where they were going in that direction for that particular Spider-Verse. And you know what? I need to shut my mouth again because multiverse. So, okay, that was that multiverse's Rhino. I want to see the new multiverse's Rhino. I want to see the Tom Holland version of Rhino. And maybe they're going to give us best of both worlds. Maybe all the movies, you know, all the best things from each one. You know, I don't know how they're going to do this. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm very hopeful. I hope it's cool. Eternals. I have zero emotions about the Eternals because I know absolutely, I'm not going to lie to you. I know absolutely nothing about the Eternals. I have zero investment in them. So for me, I'm going to go see it, but it's going to be because, okay, cool. It's a Marvel film that I can go and, check out. That's it. I have no investment in the characters at all. I mean, I know who some of them are. The biggest thing that bugs me about the Eternals is, you know, they are not supposed to fight or interfere in matters of humanity unless deviants are involved or catastrophic events have happened. So there was one of their kind almost, Thanos. I mean, he's not an Eternal, but I mean, pretty much got here. I mean, if he's not, I know he's not considered by name a deviant, but if somebody wiping out half the Earth pop or half the universe is not considered a deviant, I don't know what is. So it's kind of backwards. It's not kind of, it's very backwards to me. It makes zero sense. And so for me, I'm like, why are they here? I guess I'll have to see the movie to find out. So this is probably going to be the very first Marvel film that I will go and see that I have zero emotional attachment to, that I will have, you know, zero expectations about, and that I'm literally just going as if it is a, like, just like a superhero film that somebody put together, you know, but it happens to be made by Kevin Feige in the MCU. Like that's how I'm going into the Eternals. Cause I have zero emotional investment in this film. So I'm gonna see it cause it's cool. And I want to see the Eternals. I want to see cool superheroes on the screen. I think it's awesome. Kind of segue into another point. Who thinks it is time for us to start developing standalone superhero films? I do. Not superhero films that belong to any universe of any kind, but just regular superhero films that are you know, just tell us a story. You know what I mean? For example, John Manganiello came out with a superhero film a long time ago. Unfortunately, it's kind of forgettable because I don't remember the name. But I know he came out with one. Let me see. Chronicle is one of my favorite superhero films. That's a superhero film. Early Michael B. Jordan work. That movie was great. I would have loved to have seen another, not a sequel, but just a second part to the story. You know, those who haven't seen Chronicle, you guys should definitely go check that out. That's a great movie. I want to see some cool superhero stuff. Russia has got it on lock, dude. Russia and Asia, man. I remember seeing this trailer for this movie. It was a superhero film in Russia. A dude had like a bear's head. He had this big giant axe or hammer or something. And this lady had electric powers. She had these long braids and everything. And this other dude like had these like, you know, elemental powers. It looked sick. I forget the name, but I'm like, I want to see that movie. I want to see it. I don't care if it's in Russian. I want to see that. I want to see that. I would like to see some movies in America without some intellectual properties. I want to see some tokusatsu in America. I want to see. There's so much I want to see. Anyways, guys, that's a quick blurb on all my thoughts for these movies that are coming out. Shang-Chi. Awesome. Oh, Black Widow. Well, Black Widow is cool. Very entertained. Again, I'm not a huge Black Widow fan. Don't know everything about her. I know enough. Scarlett Johansson was done all kinds of dirty. The movie was a what for? Why are we doing this? Should have come out after Civil War. This should have been a spy film. Let's see. Scarlet Witch, the second girl, her name is escaping me right now, is actually finer than Scarlett Johansson. Yes, I said it. Everyone thought it. I said it. Let's see. And she did a great job in her role. Scarlett Johansson again got screwed. Although she needs to stop. Just stop. You're not wasting any money. You're not losing any money. Let's see. It was entertaining. Oh, it was a trope. The Red Room is, pretty much the dolls from Street Fighter. The guy who's ahead of the Red Room is pretty much in Bison from Street Fighter. So that was I say that was a story trope that was done decently. It was cool, I guess, to see it on screen. But to me, Black Widow was a Street Fighter movie done right. If Street Fighter was focused on Cammy's story, that was a Street Fighter movie. It was Cammy. I felt like it was Cammy's story. Add in some ridiculous family elements that I thought was funny only because it added comedic elements or whatever. But Red Tornado, he was a useless character. Taskmaster, hard read. As soon as they said Black Widow killed his daughter, I was like, oh, his daughter's Taskmaster. It was like, as soon as they said it. As soon as she said that, because you don't have something like that in the movie. And then all of a sudden there's no consequences for the consequence was the girl's Taskmaster. She was, you know, and if you haven't seen the movie yet, that's on you. You know, and they gave her a chip in her head, which I think is trash. Now they wanted to, you know, do something where they gave her the serum or something like that, or they gave her a chip, which like augmented her brain functions, you know, to make her the Taskmaster that we all know. That'd be cool. That would have been cool. I have no problem that she was female. I don't. Not at all. You know, they twisted a lot of stuff in the MCU. I don't have a problem that she was female at all. I have a problem with them turning her into some kind of drone and it not really being the Taskmaster that I know. Dave from House of Darkner brought the same thing up in his podcast. And I agree completely. You know, they made her into a mindless drone. And then after pretty much the drone shut off, we're home now. She's all of a sudden friends with Scarlett Johansson. No, Ma, you killed me. Like, we should have blood for good. Like, I'm not your friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, Shimon, It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We still deserve a Budapest movie because you don't talk about Budapest all them years. Again, Dave brought this up in his podcast. You don't bring up Budapest and then give us a 5-second blurb and then that's it. No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. Budapest is something. We want to see this. We want to know what this is about. But Scarlett Johansson, that's not going to happen now because Scarlett Johansson like has nothing to do with Disney anymore. I don't think so. Oh, well. Oh, well. Maybe we'll see it in Hawkeye. I don't know. We'll see. Black Widow was I don't know why it existed. It shouldn't have existed. It came at a point where its existence was no longer necessary. This is one of those movies that could have been shelved. Honestly, I mean, it was a fun, entertaining film. I did like it. I did enjoy it. It was good. It wasn't a garbage film, but it's one of those films that just should have been shelved. And it came out at such a wrong time. And it wasn't the movie. David again mentioned this in his podcast. This is a missed opportunity to have a spy film, a Marvel Comics spy film, espionage, all of that. Instead, we got a glorified Street Fighter film if it was done right. We saw the origin story of Cammy and the dolls and then Bison with a little mix of some Shadaloo operatives, changed their names up with stuff. You know, that's what I saw. I'm going to hear it probably. You're ridiculous, Ian, whatever. That's what I saw. That's what I perceived. Doesn't mean it's absolutely right, but that's what I perceived. Okay. It's a Street Fighter movie done right. So, yeah, that's my quick take on Black Widow and that. So tell me what you guys think of all these films, if you guys have any opinions at all. Tell me if you guys are excited about the new Spider-Man films, Shang-Chi. If you guys are excited at all about any of the upcoming stuff that's happening in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, let me know what you think. Oh my God, guys, I got shot. I got shot. You would not believe it. I got shot and it didn't hurt. It did not hurt. It was weird. I got shot, but it didn't hurt because I was sitting in a chair and I was sitting there not expecting anything. And I looked at the lady and I was like, look, I don't like these types of things. And she's like, oh, don't worry. It'll be fine. You know, when we shoot people, it's not, you know, we do it with care. We don't just force it in. I should probably go back and add context. I'm sorry, guys. I went and got vaccinated. The first vaccination shot. That's what I did. I didn't get shot by a gun. People was thinking I got shot by a gun. My bad. I need to be more clear. I apologize. I got my first COVID vaccination shot. I even surprised myself because I am not an anti-vaxxer at all by any means. No, I think certain vaccines are good. It did take me a while to hop on. I'm not going to lie to you. I am a person that does not trust the government at all. I don't trust what they do to the people, how they've, you know, running the world and everything. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing. But again, this is not a political show, so I'm not going to get into that. But whenever the government usually pushes something and they're pushing something so hard, like the vaccine on people, it's kind of wow. And now we live in a generation now of conformity where if you don't do what the masses think you should do, you're a villain. Let me tell you something that has never worked on me. Guilt trip. Let me tell you something. The only two people in the world that can guilt trip me is God and my mama. I'm not married yet, so I can't say my wife, but my wife, wherever she is, she'll probably guilt trip me to some extent. But them is the only two people who legit can guilt trip me successfully. My mom taught me how to pack bags just by observation and send people on guilt trips. So you're not going to sit here. No amount of news or whatever is going to, you know, get me to do what y'all want me to do because you guys want me to do it. No, thank you. I did my research. I did readings. I did a lot of tests, a lot of informative information on the internet. Tried to filter through some of the news. I actually went to the sites themselves to find out what was in all of these vaccines. And the vaccine, the reason why it took me so long, there was actually a vaccine that I had been waiting on called Novavax. And the Novavax is one that has 99% efficiency with the regular strain of the COVID-19 virus. And it had 93% effective rate for the Delta variant. Okay. So, you know, I was waiting for that one. I was like, man, this thing is cool. Like, this is going to be the one. So I went on the site every single day, read information, saw all the clinical trials they were doing. They had very detailed information. It made me feel comfortable. And the biggest thing that kept me away from doing the vaccine as quick as everyone else had was because it wasn't approved by the FDA on an official basis. Yes, the FDA is an organization that changes out with every presidential change. I know this. So depending on who's running the FDA, it could be a different type of animal. I get that 100%. But the vital function of the FDA is they put out things or they approve things that are good and decent for, supposedly decent for human consumption. Now we know at the end of the day, it is mostly about money. Again, that's how the government works. But at the end of the day, any kind of approval from them is telling you, hey, look, this is about 70% cool for humans to ingest and take in. Okay. It's fine. We've done all the research. Yes, it might have some boo-boo in it or it might have some, you know, whatever, but you can do most of this. You'll be good. You know, the emergency approval thing, I did not feel comfortable at all with that. Not one bit. Because to me, that was open experimentation. And to me, that's dangerous. I think that is very dangerous. There were no clinical trials. There were none of those things. The speed in which the vaccines came out was also a bother to me as well. The speed with which how the vaccination came out with no clinical trials and official testing made to the public bothersome, bothered the crap out of me. And Novavax is doing all of those things. It's not FDA approved. They're doing clinical trials. There are constant reports on what is done, being done with this vaccine. That was the one I was going to take. On top of that, the name Novavax, that sounds dope. That vaccine sounds like it'll give me superpowers. I know it won't, but it sounds like it will. And even if I don't get superpowers, if I would have taken that one, I probably would have got superpowers. Or I would have felt like I got superpowers. I'm a dork, I know. However, Novavax was taking too long. I got a trip coming up very soon. And in order for me to travel, vaccination status is... it's not mandatory, but it's kind of a must. It is a must. I'm going to be with family for a while too, helping them out. So to be in the best, state for them and for my family, I felt it necessary that I got vaccinated. And the reason why I got vaccinated is because Pfizer became FDA approved. Pfizer is a company that's been around for a long time. Yes, Pfizer makes other body enhancing medicines as well, but they have been around for a while, a very reputable company. Again, I've done my research on Pfizer. I know what it's about. Unfortunately, its work on the Delta variant, so much. So maybe once Novavax comes out, I could probably do that one if some information comes out on taking a vaccine for that, like a booster to fight the Delta variant. I could do that with the Novavax, because I've been very impressed with Novavax. It's just taking too long. And now that Pfizer, out of the big four, that is the only one that is officially FDA approved, I went ahead and did that one. And I've heard a lot of positive things about it from people who've actually taken the vaccine and such as well. So, yeah, so I got the first shot for that. And going circling back to the story, right? I tend to do that. So I got the vaccine. The first shot was PZ. I don't like needles. I'm not a fan of needles at all. Not at all. And I do it, but I don't like them. And I was sitting there like, man, I heard the needle was big and they got, you know, cause they go in the muscle and they do all this here stuff. Oh man, when you get the shot, you're out for days. Oh my God. And then they asked me on the phone, do you have any allergic reactions to anything? Anaphylaxis? Well, yes, allergic pecans are all not to go into anaphylaxis. I'll swell up in your face and die. And they're like, oh my God, we're going to keep you for 30 minutes instead of the usual 15 because you might die. And I'm like, what? Is there walnuts in this? What is in here? They're like, no. We just want to make sure that it doesn't cause any kind of reaction if you blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dang. All right, cool. So she went in. She's like, which arm do you want? Took the right arm, pulled up my sleeve. And I'm like, okay, so question. My thing when I get nervous, I kind of start talking. I either talk a lot or I just go super quiet and I say nothing. That day I talked a bit and then I stopped talking and looked away because I didn't want to see the needle. I was a little punk. I don't care. Yeah, I'm punk. When it comes to needles, I don't play that. So I was looking at me. I was like, eh. I was like, okay, when is she going to do it? When is she going to do it? And she literally took my arm, rubbed it, and was like, okay, so take the timer here and 30 minutes. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, you're done. I was freaking shocked. I was like, that's it? There's nothing else to this? It's like, yeah, just wait 30 minutes and you're done. Now, I will say this. As soon as I took the first shot, about 30 minutes later, I got super tired. Super tired. But I went to work. I still did it. I got super tired. That was the only thing. And they say the second shot's going to be even more of a doozy, but we'll see. But I was super, super tired. I had a tiny bit of soreness in the shot area, but it wasn't too bad. Lasted like a day or two, but it wasn't too bad. So we're going to see how this year goes. And, with the second dose, I have it in 3 weeks. So we'll see how that goes, ladies and gents. Anyway, I just wanted to share my vaccination story with you guys. And, have you guys gotten vaccinated? What are your feelings on it? Are you guys going to get vaccinated? You're not going to get vaccinated. What is your stance on that? The vaccination. And that is our show for today. Thank you all so much for joining in and listening to today's episode. I appreciate it so very much. If you guys have any suggestions, feedback, questions, comments, or concerns for the show, you can reach me by email at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. On social media, you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at The Stuff Podcast Show. I always make it a point to respond to each and every one of my comments and messages, so I'll definitely get back to you. And also, if you want to become one of the loyals, don't forget to support the show if you like what you hear by becoming a part of the Patreon community at patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow. Soon I'll be doing some special patron-only movie nights and episodes for all you loyals out there that support the show. Just a little show of my thanks and appreciation for you. So, that's the plans for the future. So with that, thank you again for the love and support. And I will see you all next Monday for another episode of The Stuff Podcast Show.